Well, the coaching jobs in football are like ticking time bombs. You never really know when, but you know that they are bound to explode at some point. So we've had our first victim in the merry-go-round, or the musical chairs, or whatever you want to call it, really. Unsurprisingly, Chipambengese has fired another coach after only 3 games in charge. Den Dance is gone and ET is back. Coach Eric Tinkler is back and is now with Chipa United. Welcome to the show, everyone. This is the Transfer Wrap, and I'm your host, Nkululeko Ngiyo. Soccer Laduma Radio. As always, we have a busy show today. There are transfer updates and news stories from the world of football. We'll play your opinions via the voice notes, and the big question is, of course, will Kaizer Chiefs' signing of Lebogang Manyama assist them in winning trophies this season? You obviously send your voice note on 066-171-0346. That's the question that we post on Facebook. This week's question was simply, will the signing of Manyama assist Kaizer Chiefs winning trophies this season? They haven't won anything in the past 3 seasons. As you can imagine, there was massive response from the fans on Facebook and on the voice note. We had hundreds of them. A few of those Facebook messages were from a few individuals. Willetini Wiseman says, it's a good signing, but the thing about Manyama is that he cannot boost our defense. Maybe he can solve our goal-scoring problems, but we still need to see 3 or 4 players. And then Uwakeng Tiro is saying, Manyama is a one-season wonder. There's nothing special about him. He was hit by luck that other season that he was a top goal scorer. Other than that, he is a cow. And finally, Zippo Sitori says, collective effort will bring success, not individuals. As a supporter, I believe in the current squad with the latest signings. And finally, we also spoke to someone who has more than one thing in common with Manyama. Wilfred Muge is a former PSL top scorer who is also a coach, and he coached Manyama once upon a time in the Premier Soccer League. Enjoy the episode.
Yeah, I'm Lindo Wuhle. I think he's a good player. Maybe he can make any difference for the club. But maybe he could. Maybe he will not. But yeah, he's a good player. Good luck for Kaizer.
Lebogang Manyama will definitely bring some trophies to Kaizer Chiefs because he brings loads of experience.
Keep those voice notes coming, ladies and gents, and we're moving right along then. Everyone say you can get yourself a copy of the Soccer Laduma newspaper for all the latest football stories and exclusive interviews with the players and coaches. Here is what was covered on this week's newspaper. There's a 2-page preview of the MTN 8 semifinals. SuperSport United's Dean Furman and City's Ayanda Patosi give their predictions on the matches that they'll be playing against Chiefs and Sundowns respectively in the semi-finals. Hope you will enjoy those games this upcoming season. And Bevan Fransman spoke to Celine Abrams. The new Highlands Park experienced defender talks about leaving Maritzburg United, where they went to the final of the Nedbank Cup. Imagine you leave that and you go for a newly promoted side. He talks about that and what prompted that decision. And Beaver Nazo caught up with new Polokwane City head coach Josef Vukosic. The Serbian outlines to our journalist his preferred playing style and what is expected of him at the Orange Brigade of Polokwane City.
Africa is about big potential. The players are physically strong. But here I can see that sometimes the lack of development influence the quality of individual players.
Moving right along, Joseph Mslongo of Black Clippers continues his conversation with Vuyani Joni, our editor, in the In Touch section, whilst Lunga Adam reminisces with former Santos player Zyron van Buelen on the Still In Touch. And finally, on the revolving column, Clinton Larson chats to us about the current season so far and the deadly combination between his two strikers, Knox Mutizwa and Lerato Lamola.
Yeah, the two players are enjoying playing together. You know, it's not always going to be the case that they play together. We might see a Sibeko play. We might see a João Moreira play. You know, we've got a few different combinations that we're going to try throughout the season. But these two players are very, very hardworking players, Mutizwa and Lamola.
Catch all that great content and much, much, much more on the latest edition of the Soccer Laduma newspaper.
Soccer Laduma Radio.
Good morning, Soccer Laduma writers and our
I think the signing of Kaizer Chiefs, Lebogang Manyama, the signing of Lebogang Manyama to Kaizer Chiefs is going to bring a lot of depth into the team, into the striking force of the team, because the team has strikers, but they don't have the kind of striker like Manyama. Manyama is a deadly striker who scores goals a lot from set pieces and open play, but he's a dead ball specialist, Manyama, because he can peel off the defenders without the defenders noticing that he's around. And he's strong aerially, and he's also strong on the ground. Yeah, they do have a dead ball specialist in Barnett Parker, but Parker is his age is catching up to him. But and he needs game time, and then they do have Castro. So I think if they can pair Manyama with Castro in their striking force, or when they take out Castro, they put on Manyama, then it will be good. I think Manyama will bring stability into the striking force of Kaizer Chiefs, because lately we've seen that the Soweto Giants, Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates, they are having a difficult time in scoring goals. They don't score a lot of goals, and they must score a lot of goals.
It's been an interesting week of football, both on and off the field. Teams are continuing to boost their squads as the transfer window draws to a close. In case you missed it, here are some of the stories that made headlines in the world of football in the past 7 days. The long wait without a club has finally ended for one Lebogang Cheeseboy Mokoena after the former Orlando Pirates and Mamelodi Sundowns star signed a deal with a new club. The National First Division newcomers Maccabi FC have confirmed that the 31-year-old has signed for their teams for the 2018-2019 campaign in Mzansi's second tier, that is the National First Division. The club has also confirmed the signing of Edmo Chirambandare, who has joined Mukete Tsoteti's side after parting ways with Kaizer Chiefs at the end of last season. And as I alluded to at the beginning, coach Eric Tinkler is back in the EPSA Premiership with Chippa United, with his first game set to be, surprise surprise, against his former employers SuperSport United at his old stomping ground. Tinkler was appointed as Dan Malesela's successor with the Chili Boys after a tough start to the current campaign, and will now begin the process of trying to turn around their fortunes. Having put pen to paper on his deal on Wednesday, Tinkler will begin working with his new troops on Friday. That is something that was confirmed by his agent, Vasily Babis. Babis also confirmed that Tinkler has signed a one-year deal with Chippa that will run until the end of the current season. And sources close to Kaizer Chiefs' dealings have suggested that the club and Erzurumspor from Turkey have agreed on a transfer fee for Siphiwe Tshabalala. However, the terms are still being negotiated. All the parties involved, Erzurumspor, Chiefs and Tshabalala himself, are thought to be open about the move at this point in time, and the plan is for the player to fly to Europe to see if a deal can be made possible. We wish him the best of luck if that really materializes. I'm sure it's going to hurt a lot of his fans. And moving right along, but still on the same club, Kaizer Chiefs have also confirmed the signing of former Mamelodi Sundowns and Ajax Cape Town defender Mario Boysens. He has penned a two-year deal with a one-year option at Naturena, though the details of his move from the Urban Warriors have not been fully confirmed at this point. Perhaps the biggest news from this week is that Kaizer Chiefs have confirmed the signing of Lebogang Manyama, our hot topic today, after his exit from Atikekonyaspor in Turkey. The 27-year-old has been on the lookout for a new club for some time now after negotiating his departure in Turkey. Those are some of the stories that made headlines in the world of football. For more of them, as always, www.sokoladuma.co.za.
By watching Kaizer Chiefs the other day when they were playing with Baroka FC, one thing that you can tell about Kaizer Chiefs, they're not going to be winning anything this season, because as long as they are playing like individually, so if you can look at their attack, like it's just like those the players where it's like individually, so everyone wanted to do something special rather than playing as a team, and as long as they do that, they're not going to win anything. But if they combine, if they can play as a team, and then they're dangerous. You can look at the game against Free State Stars. They played as a team. Look at those touches before they can score that goal, the Zulu goal. and then come to Baroka game. Like, they were just playing. Everybody was just playing for themselves. Everybody wanted to be a star. So I'm not seeing them winning anything if they play the way they played against Baroka. But if they can play the way they played against FC Stars as a team, they will win a lot.
Good morning, it's Okala Duma. I think the addition of Lebohang Manyama at Chiefs, well, it's a good thing because Chiefs need a very experienced attacker, somebody who's going to get goals for them. Lebohang Manyama is the player to do that. So I'm very happy for Chiefs, yeah? I'm very happy for Chiefs. I so wish that he can do well and gel with the squad and everything. But as for Chiefs winning trophies, yeah, I think so. They stand a very good chance at winning the MTN 8.
We now joined on the line by former PSL top goal scorer Wilfred Mugey. Willie, thank you very much for joining us on Sokola Duma Radio. How's it going today?
No, it's fine.
It's all good. Well, interestingly, one of your former boys, in that you were a coach at Ajax Cape Town, you'll tell us a thing or two about him, has now joined Kaizer Chiefs. And the biggest topic is now, will he inspire Kaizer Chiefs to some trophies or two? What have you made about the move by Manyama coming back from Turkey to going back to South Africa and joining Kaizer Chiefs?
Yes, it is a big move for him. But the question is, can he deliver? Now it's up to the player and it's up to the coach. You know, sometimes we as coaches, you know, you see a player playing for another team and you sign him for what he is doing for that team. When he comes to your club, you want him to change. What made you to sign him? You want to change him again. This is where the problem is. Now it's up to the coach now to make Manyama play, to make Manyama gel with the other players. And it all depends again with his teammates at Kaizer Chiefs to help him to adapt quickly, to help him to play to his strength. Everyone knows Manyama. Of course, he played very well at Ajax, but at Ajax, what made him to be a good player, it's also players around you. What makes you to be a good player? He had Serero around him. He had Kamabiliad around him. He had George Maduleka around him. When he went to SuperSport, he wasn't the same player.
Yeah, you're making a very good point there. So he's reunited with maybe a few of them. Kamabiliad is also at Kaizer Chiefs. There's also George Maluleka at Kaizer Chiefs. What do you make of his prospects? I know that you're saying that it will depend on the quality around him. Players are not the same when they join other clubs. That's why he didn't really do well in Turkey. But what do you think he's going to achieve at Kaizer Chiefs?
I think he's going to do very well. Because he's a player who likes to win. He's a winner, and he likes to train. He wants to succeed, and like we just said now with Kamabiliad at Chiefs with George Maduleka, I think they will help him, and I think Kaizer Chiefs have signed a very good player in Manyama.
They must have been very young kids when they were under your watch as a former assistant at Ajax Cape Town. Tell us a thing or two that we might not know about Manyama, perhaps in training, perhaps his attitude, his work ethic. Are there any stories that you can remember from the time that you were still assistant coach at Ajax Cape Town?
Yeah, I would say, you know, Manyama is a joker. He likes to play around, but when it comes to training, when the training starts, you never see him laughing. He's serious with his work.
And there's also an element of him being able to play as a utility, because one of the challenges that he will face now is that if he insists on being a number 10, there already is a number 10 at Chiefs in Kamabiliad. What do you make of his then possibility of being moved from number 10 to number 7 or 11, moved to a wing position? Do you think that he's versatile enough that he can adapt to go at wing, for example?
Yeah, that's the advantage with Manyama. He can play across the front line. But for me, I would prefer him when he's playing on the wings. It's either number 7 or 11. Especially when he's playing on the left wing. That's where his strength is, cutting inside, taking shots. He's very good.
All right. And as a former player, before we let you go, Bro Willie, we really thank you very much for your time. As a former player, Player of the Year, top goal scorer in the Premier Soccer League. He's also experienced that. He was a top goal scorer as well. He was also a player of the year, just like yourself. What would you like to say to him on his journey now to Kaizer Chiefs?
I wish him all the best. And you need to work hard. Now you're playing for a club where there's pressure, week in, week out. So it's all about working very hard. I wish him all the best.
All right. That's Wilfred Mugay, formerly of Bush Bucks, top goal scorer in the Premier Soccer League 1996-1997 season. We thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Bro Willie.
Away. This is Andile from Hammersdale. I'm happy for Kaizer Chiefs to sign Lebohang Manyama. This is one of the best players in Mzansi, and I think he still got it. Kultana Makosi, this season we are taking anything that's called trophy with him and Mero Poison. Away, Shapa Makosi, Sbangeni, Bafwetu.
Chiefs in. Bo, relaxa. Cushion agona. Ebato fumana starting nena pose hand. Wabo, shula, jwale nuchi. Ekato sena le bua manya maker. Re sena le defender ya rona ke ma Mario Mamangu. Ah, re tle bola. E bola ya Super Sports o le Galata Celtics. Celtics one ai matseba. Kompela tla bona ka gona. Sharpa khusi sharpa. Khusi for life.
We're getting quite a few voice notes which are in the affirmative or positive side of the argument that Banyama can perhaps inspire Kaizer Chiefs to win some trophies this season. All right, let's take a look now at the midweek results. On Wednesday, Mamelodi Sundowns hosted Highlands Park, where they were held to a 0-0 draw. Ricardo Nascimento got a red card for Sundowns, but they were still the more offensive side of the two. At the end of the game, as to be expected sometimes from Coach Biso Mosimane, he complained about the referee, not really specific about the red card from Ricardo Nascimento, but the result as well. He highlighted the fact that he wasn't happy about the referee. So that was 0-0, and it moves Highlands Park up now. They have three back-to-back draws, and Mamelodi Sundowns not really going anywhere slowly. That was the only match that played in midweek. And the fixtures for the upcoming weekend, of course, it's the semi-finals of the MTN 8. It means that all the fixtures of the Absa Premiership, the league, have been parked up until Tuesday and Wednesday next week. The fixtures are Cape Town City are hosting in the first leg of the MTN 8 Mamelodi Sundowns at the Cape Town Stadium on the 25th of August on Saturday. And on Sunday, SuperSport United will be hosting their first leg at home against Kaizer Chiefs at 3 p.m. That's on Sunday.
Well, from our point of view, I think the last two games have been, you know, the most important for us in terms of, you know, building, you know, the blocks, building confidence in the team, you know, by getting results as well, because we know we've got a very good team. But at the same time, this is a cup game, and we know Chiefs are Chiefs. They're a big team, big brand, and you can never take them for granted. They are capable of, you know, producing, you know, good results at any given time. So we're not really taking them lightly. We play them, you know, before, and we know how difficult it is to play a team like Kaizer Chiefs. So we're really preparing like we always do with each and every game we play.
No, for the next game, for the Saturday game against SuperSport, both Mario and Lebo is not available because they need get more fitness. So for the next game, these two players is not in the squad.
And the National First Division fixtures are coming in thick and fast. This is their second game week. Teams got their points. A few of them lost, some of them drawn. And the ones at the top after match day one won their matches with 3 points in the bag already. Witbank Spurs on Saturday are hosting Maccabi FC at 3 p.m. Utongati will travel to Amatux at 3 p.m. Same day on Saturday. TS Sporting will host Royal Eagles at 3 p.m. That's the last fixture on Saturday. And then on Sunday, Ubuntu FC Cape Town will travel to Mbombela. Takuma Tsamatse Bandera at 3 p.m. will play against Royal Kings FC. TS Galaxy at the same time will host Jomo Cosmos, whilst Richards Bay FC will be hosting Stellenbosch FC. And the last fixture on this game week 2 will be on Tuesday. Cape Umoya United, formerly known as Platinum Stars, will play against Ajax Cape Town at 3 p.m. at Cape Town Stadium. Cape Town teams don't have stadiums at the moment because Athlone Stadium is being renovated, so they have to really adjust some of their fixtures. So Cape Umoya United were supposed to be playing Ajax Cape Town this weekend. They will play that fixture on the 28th on Tuesday at 3 p.m. Thank you so much for listening. As always, I hope you enjoyed this week's edition of the Transfer Wrap. Catch more next week. For now, it's goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.